Hey everyone, Charles here, and first of all, thank you for stopping by my podcast. If this show inspires you, makes you think, or gives you that courage to jump into action, please help by donating to this show. Click the link in the description and donate. Your donation helps us with production and finding great guests moving forward. Thank you and enjoy.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus. A range of real benefits and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. How you doing? And welcome to The Jump. And if this is your first time here, Jump is all about you. It's all about success. Success is waiting. And if you've never been here before, we want you to jump, but not really jump up and down. I want you to jump into your next generation, into your next life. I bring you interesting guests that will help you jump. They tell their story, and hopefully it can help you with yours. Stay tuned. Let's go.
You know you should be doing something different, right? Hey, I'm talking to you. Do you believe that you have the gift for greatness or have a special talent, but don't have the courage to take that next step? Always wondering how others made it look so easy? Well, welcome to Jump, the show that will bring you special guests just like you and me. How did they get the courage to jump into greatness? Doing what they love and living the good life. So, get ready to jump with your host, Charles Matthews Jr.
Yes, we are live, and I can't wait for you guys to see my next guest all the way from the UK, and we're actually interrupting tea time. Please welcome my special guest, Terry. How you doing, my friend?
Thank you very much for the introduction. Thank you for having me on your show, Charles. Yes, I'm Aunt Terry, all the way from Manchester, UK. And yeah, I'm, you know, gratitude for having me on, and I'm ready to kick off and share my story and hopefully help at least one person listening live.
All right. So let's turn up your volume a little bit so everybody can hear you clearly. We want to turn you up because we don't want to miss nothing that you say. Because you know, we apologize, like I said in the beginning, you know, we took away your tea time and crumpets. So how's the weather over there right now, my friend?
The weather's great. It's cold. It's dry, and it's well, it was bright, but not anymore. So it's a typical winter weather, how you'd expect it. It's great. And as we were saying just before we came live, I've just been for a nice couple of hour walk with a family in a very large park called Heaton Park here in North Manchester. So I'm just loving life.
So let me ask you this: is everybody going crazy? The pubs are closed or are they open?
No, it's all closed. Okay. Everything's closed. It's just madness at the moment. Yeah. So for me personally, I'm not listening to the news, or I'm not focusing on the negative. I'm focused on the positive, but I'm just keeping up there what's going on. But yeah, restaurants are closed, pubs are closed, bars are closed. Even when it was open, they wrote a new legislation. I'm not calling it law, legislation, that you wasn't even allowed to sing or dance in a bar. So it was literally against there, as they would call it, against the law. So it's just crazy times at the moment. So that's why I'm saying I don't focus on any of that. I just focus on, gratitude and appreciation, try to help at least one person out there.
What do you mean? Hold on. I gotta make sure I'm understanding this right. So no singing, no dancing?
Yep. This is true. So you wasn't even allowed to sing or dance in a bar or club. It was against the law. So they wrote a new legislation. So when they were open, they obviously shut down now. So yeah, you wasn't allowed to do that. You literally get thrown out. So I just left all that stuff alone. I'm just staying home with my family and just enjoying the time with them rather than getting involved with the nonsense and the craziness which is going out there.
That's tough, man. That's tough because the singing, I don't know about that part, but the dancing, I can't live without that part, man. I got to move.
Exactly. So yeah, you get your designated section, just as you would do in a restaurant. You're only allowed in a certain area and you wasn't allowed to do anything, you know. So it's interesting times at the moment, which is why I'm on this show to hopefully give back in, you know, with yourself as well, Charles, you know, inspire and help just one other person listening to this and let them know that as long as they stick to what I say, which is focus, action and repetition, you can get through the bad stuff.
All right, so let's go back to when you were a small child. Were you born and raised over there?
Born in London in the early 80s, and then moved over to Manchester, UK. So yeah, I've been in the UK all my life, and I've not moved far from London to Manchester and stayed in Manchester for the past 30 odd years.
All right. And you said you had a beautiful walk with your family. So tell us about them.
Yeah. So I'm a husband of 13 years and a father of 3 children, daughter of 12, son 10, so my daughter's Naya, my son's Deacon, and my youngest daughter who's nearly 3, or 3 in a month, Bo, who's, you know, and we're just blessed that we're all together and we're blessed with health and, you know, and happiness. And that's what we focus on.
So then here's the question. What are you teaching them about this world that we're living in now?
Great question. For my 2-year-old, she's a bit too young, but one thing that people need to realize is, I won't get too deep on this, but it's to do with brainwaves. I'm sure people heard about alpha, data, theta waves in terms of conscious and unconsciousness. So I don't want to get too deep. So the age from 0 to 7, your child is in a certain hypnotic stage. So whatever you do, your child copies and repeats, which is why they pick up stuff so quick. So with my 3-year-old, I'm very mindful of my actions and my reactions to ensure she grows up to be the person that she needs to be for her own self. For my 10-year-old and 12-year-old, they don't appreciate it yet, but I've got them reading books from like Robert T. Kiyosaki, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant, to various other books, you know, teens, books for teens and making money, to reading stuff about social media, having that knowledge to make sure they're not brainwashed, to make sure they are a producer, not a consumer, to other stuff like visualization, to light meditation. So I'm helping them work on the mindset, the mind, and I make sure we go for a run at least once a week to keep them active. So, you know, people listening to this right now are like, wow, that guy's a taskmaster. Unfortunately, I feel like with children, you need to keep on the right path. You need to do the best you can do for them. And then you just literally just let them go in terms of find their own path. But for now, I ensure that they stay on the path. So, you know, they're reading books like The Alchemist and various other books like that, just to help with the mindset and manifestation. So that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching them about cash, teaching them about money, I'm teaching them about saving, investment, what is the difference between, an asset and a liability. You know, they know that straight offhand, the difference, and why it's important to understand the difference. So hopefully that's answered your question.
No, it does, because in our generation, you know, this is a tough world that we live in. And, you know, how do we bring children up in this world? You know, one minute we have like a president that's going crazy. Then we have a epidemic with, you know, mm-hmm. with this thing. So we really have to buckled down. You know, they said it. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, you know, growing up kids is hard, but now it's extremely, extremely difficult because of what we're doing. So, you Indeed. Know, how do you keep them from not thinking everything is doom and gloom right now? You know, I mean, everything Fun. They're seeing is doom and Fun. Gloom.
Fun. F-U-N. Simple as that. F-U-N, F-U-N, F-U-N. Fun. My son loves the Xbox. He loves Fortnite. So I let him to game as much as I allow him. My daughter loves TikTok. So she's constantly putting, you know, she's only 12 and she's got, I think, two and a bit thousand followers just from having fun. The other thing that I do is I incorporate that into business. So I got both my kids to create their own blog. So my son's got his blog on Fortnite, which is TikTok for Fanatics at blogspot.com. And then my daughter's got her blog on TikTok. And then I've shown them how to monetize a blog, which is just literally by creating a link to Amazon. So if someone goes onto my son's blog, it's got gaming chairs, gaming PCs, Xbox, etc. So if they click on there and they purchase from that link, then he makes his pocket money. Same with my daughter. If they go through her blog and click on her link to, you know, anything from merchandise, TikTok merchandise, to videos, to books, etc., they make money. And my daughter's also set up a YouTube channel as well, which incorporates another thing that she loves, you know, fun, which is Roblox, playing games. So I'm showing my children you can have fun and make money at the same time.
It's not about all fun and games. Do something. If you love what you're doing, why not put an aspect in it that you can, you know, make something of yourself, grow and keep growing.
Indeed. So that's what I keep saying to them, you know, yeah, you can consume stuff, but you also need to be a producer. Produce some material out there, put some information on there, put a stamp on there and create a following. So that's what I'm teaching my children that as well now, to surround themselves with people that they aspire to be. You know, stop being in awe of these people and saying they've got all this, they've got all that. It's like, okay, well, how did they do that? How did they become that? What steps did they learn? What were the challenges that they face? And then you can start adopting some of their stuff rather than just consuming it. Take it on board, learn from it, and then produce some stuff yourself. Then you can be the next generation to help others.
So what about being an entrepreneur? Why are you teaching your kids about entrepreneurship?
Choice. Give them the choice. It's as simple as that. Backstory. I went from a decent role as, you know, climbing up the ranks in the corporate world to becoming a senior manager, you know, six-figure package, and then I went to earning nothing, you know. So I'm teaching them the thing about, you know, that this word entrepreneur is thrown around a lot, where, you know, people think it's all glitz and glamour. It can be once you make it, but when you're starting off, and if you do, you know, leave your career, you literally do start earning, you know, nothing. You're in the unknown, as Dr. Joel Dispenza would say. When you're in the unknown, this is why I'm going back to teaching about the mindset. This is why I'm making sure that they are strong with themselves first to deal with the setbacks and to deal with the failures. So the reason why I'm teaching about the entrepreneurial side and also versus the rat race, because, you know, again, people may think I'm a taskmaster, but I've literally, on their wardrobe in their rooms, they've got two charts. One's a chart of an entrepreneur and one's a chart of the rat race. And just hopefully this will answer your question. The chart of the rat race, which is, you know, it's just literally two lines on the chart going up. One starts as your salary, say on the age of 17, you get your first job, you know, then you get to 25, that money chart starts going up and up and up and up. You know, you get bigger bonus, you get pay rise, but what do you do? And then they've got another chart, another line underneath it, which is your expenses. So the more money you earn, you get a bigger car, you get a bigger house, you get a bonus, you get shoes, you get handbags, you get, you know, more expensive holidays. But what happens when you stay in the rat race or keeping up with the Joneses, whatever you want to phrase it as, is your the money, your leftover money, your disposable cash doesn't go up. It stays the same because you're stuck in the rat race. Versus the entrepreneurial journey, where you're not making much money. Your earnings are very low. Your outgoings are very high. The reason why your outgoings are high is because you're going on seminars, webinars, jumping on a plane or a train or a bus, meeting with people, networking. Then you going on to a mastermind group, and you got to invest in the mastermind group. Then, you know, you got hotels. I'm saying this because this is what I've been going through, by the way. So I'm not just saying this in terms of, okay, this is hypothetical. So this is what I've been doing. So, you know, you spend the money on hotels and meals and you're away from your family. But then when your investment starts to kick in, it really kicks in. So again, speaking now openly, or should I say just broadly, it could be real estate you're going into, it could be marketing, it could be digital marketing, it could be whatever business you've set up. But then when your investments start coming in, your money, you know, propels, but your expenditure stays the same. So that's why entrepreneurs, if you're doing it the right way, you will have a lot of money then to invest into different things. So this is what I'm teaching my children as well. I'm teaching them that, you know, being an entrepreneur isn't all glamorous at the beginning. There's trials and there's lessons to be learned, but I'm just teaching them in not even in theory, in practice as well, because they've both got the blogs out there at the moment, and they're both, you know, monetizing it as a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I just want them to have the choice to see what side they want to go on to, which is why I've, you know, segue over nicely to Robert T. Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. Where do you want to be? Do you want to be an employee, a business owner, an investor? You know, what side of the cash flow quadrant do you want to sit on? So I'm helping them understand that.
So here's the thing, though. Failure is key. I always believe that people that fail will learn. Failure is key. What are you teaching your kids about failure? You know, sometimes they might, as the young kids, when they fail, they're like, oh, that's it. I give up. You know what I mean? My friends are going to laugh at me, or I made a mistake and people notice I made a mistake and then they want to give up. How are you teaching them about failure?
Another great question. Yeah. So my kids, right, do it a daily mantra or a daily word. So every morning, at least once a day, minimum once a day, they are writing down their 22 affirmations in the morning. So I am loved by my family. It's none of my business what people think about me. If I fail, I will continue to do what is important to me. I think it's 22 or 23 morning or nightly mantras that they do. So that's why I help them embrace failure. So I teach them, you know, you need to fail to succeed. And what I mean by that is, if, for example, your parents did everything for you, or you had everything done for yourself, or you never failed, if you didn't fail, you wouldn't know how to think on your feet. You wouldn't be able to be a solution provider, because how can you provide a solution if you've never overcome obstacles, if you've never overcome hurdles? So I teach my children and people who I coach and speak to is failures, when you're going through them, wow, they're tough. And I always say, you're not going to appreciate in the moment, in the now. You'll never appreciate the failures in the now, because it's tough. It's tough on you, on your soul, on, you know, people always think about what other people are going to think, as you said. But it's lessons learned for the next time. So you put it away, you store it, you make sure you learn from it, and then you embrace it. So failure is key to success.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive into your story, your failure, your success, how you became, what do you do now, and how you can teach and learn from others by your story. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stop. Are you ready to maximize the impact of your podcast interviews and elevate your brand like never before? Stop wasting time on interviews that don't reach their full potential. With our cutting-edge AI technology, you can transform your content into captivating marketing materials in just seconds. Don't wait for hosts to promote your work. Take control of your brand's narrative today. Click the link below and unlock the full potential of your interviews. Say hello to proactive marketing mastery and watch your brand soar with Cast Magic.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
CMJ Entertainment is a one-stop shop. CMJ Entertainment helps people to do any type of events, and it's a marketing tool as well. So we'll cover everything from start to finish. If it's a wedding, we'll make sure your wedding is over the top. And if it's an event, we make sure that everybody gets information at the end of the day. Give us a call at 416-414-8964 or online go to cmjent.com.
Hey, it's okay if you're driving or too busy to take notes. Charles has your parachute packed with all the info you need to jump into success. Check out the links section for all the tools you need to land safe. Now, let's keep falling with Charles and his special guest.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm back live with my special guest all the way from the UK. And we were just talking about, business and kids. I wanted to dive into that a little bit more because I feel now that we have the opportunity to mold our kids into greatness with all the technology we have out there, simple things that can help them learn easier than how we started. You know, when we started, there was nothing like none of these little computers and affiliate programs and links and all this stuff to get business. When we started business, it was like, would you like some lemonade? I'll shovel your driveway. I'll carry your bags for you. I'll go take a paper route. You know what I mean? You had to do some weird stuff to make some money. But nowadays, you know, you can really steer your children into what they want to do. And when I say steer your children, it doesn't mean tell them, here, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer. It means steer them into what they love and help them grow that love. And that's the one thing that we have to understand is that you can't push your kid into something that you wish you were. Okay? Your time is gone and passed over. You got to push them into what they want to be. So with that said, let's talk about you. What was your dreams growing up? What did you want to be?
Indeed. Thank you for that. So first of all, like I said, it's changed so much. So I started high school at the age of 11 at 92. I remember speaking to my careers advisor saying I wanted to be a car test driver for high performance cars. She just looked at me and just didn't have a clue what I was talking about, didn't understand what I was talking about. So I said, oh, cars, why don't you become a mechanic? I said, no, I don't want to become a mechanic. I want to be a car test driver for high-performance cars, i.e. anything to do with Lamborghini, Ferrari at the time, because they were my two favourite, or said for racing cars like Formula One cars, because that's what I was kind of into back then. And then she looked at me and said, oh, well, that's not going to be a thing. So you're good at physical education, so why don't you become a PE teacher? I was like, no, you're just not getting it. So it's changed so much. It's changed so much just the way things happen. So so that was kind of what happened back then. And again, back then as well, if you was to say you want to be a professional footballer or soccer, as it's called it, over the pond, and then you just be looked at like you're crazy. Now it's the norm to say that you want to be a professional ice hockey player, to American football, to soccer, to football, whatever sport it is. It's seen as that's fine. Yeah, okay, it's tough, but we'll work on it. So that was one thing. Another thing that I did as a kid to make money, this has gone back in the years of 92 to I think 95. 5 is I sold sandwiches. So that's where it began with me, my entrepreneurial journey. Without, you know, the Crimea River story, we didn't have much money. I didn't get any pocket money. So I made a deal with my mum, which was a great deal. She bought the sandwiches. She brought the butter and the cheese. I made the sandwiches and I sold it in school. So I foregoed my lunch, sold sandwiches, and made money that way. So it was a great trade off. And then I had the school call up my mum and say, "Do you know your son's selling sandwiches?" My mum was like, "Yes." And okay, I just wanted.
Yeah, I help him make it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you think cut the bread?
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, there's a lesson learned in that as well. When you're starting the business up as well, make sure you have all your legislation, right, your T's and C's sorted out, and have people have your back. So don't just start something and not let people, you know, aware of what you're achieving. And again, I had some competition that as well. I had someone who saw what I was doing. I was making, back then, I was making like £5-6 a week minimum, which, you know, back in 1992 was a decent amount of money as a 12-year-old. And then he undercut me and he started selling lower priced sandwiches, lower quality. Everyone left my product and went to his product. But this is, you know, story fast forward, is then everyone else came back to me after about a month, because they kind of realized that his products, his sandwiches were not nice, the quality was bad. And then guess what I did? I put the price of my sandwiches up and my earnings went from £6 to like £12 a week. And I got more customers. So again, great lessons learned in that in business, where if you got a better product, you know, stick with it, focus on it. Don't lower your price for anyone. If you believe that's the price of your product, don't lower it. And that's why I didn't lower it, and I got people back. But yeah, coming on to my story.
Hold on, before you move on, I really want to touch on that, because that, it to me, is a great point. You have to be confident in your product. Okay, don't let nobody change your mind on your product. Nobody change you on what you believe in, because you believe that you have a great product. Don't worry about other people popping up around you. There's something about your product that's different. Here's the funny thing is, you can make a hamburger and I can make a hamburger. It will never, and I'll repeat, it will never, ever taste the same, because you have your style. You might add a little bit more ketchup or a little bit more mustard. I might add a little bit of relish. It doesn't make a difference. It's up to the consumer. And if the consumer just likes the way you put more ketchup on it, they will always come back to you. So don't be scared about other competition around you. Be true to who you are. Keep your product to a certain level and people will always come back to you. So I think that's a great story for people to understand that you got to stick into the drive. You got to stick into the hole and you got to keep digging. And trust me, it'll pay off in the end.
Indeed. And, you know, maybe like going back to my 12-year-old self many, many years ago, maybe you'll be able to then put your prices up as well after that. Which, you know, supply and demand. I had too many customers.
There you go.
I literally had too many customers. There you go. Amount of products I could push out.
Oh, you want this burger again? Sorry, that was last week's price. This week's price is 100 quid. You know what I mean?
So, it was a great lesson learned for me from back then, because I thought my life was over as a young 12, 13-year-old, because I was used to getting that money in. I thought it was over. I didn't know what to do. I was literally...
Oh, we're losing... Hello? Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yep, your volume went down.
Sorry, I'm moving away from the mic. So, yeah, so I thought I would lost everything, because my sandwiches, I was bringing them back home the next day. And then put them back in the fridge and thinking, am I going to sell them again? And then you know, and then I had to go back to eating my own sandwiches because I was foregoing having my lunch, because I was obviously selling my lunch plus more to obviously make money. But yeah, it all paid off a month later. And then, you know, the rest is history. Still to this day, you know, I'm going back to Again, 92, 93, one of my closest friends now still talks about this story. And he only lives across the road from me as well. He was one of my first and my loyal customer, and he still jokes now to today, you know, when are you going to start making your cheese butties again? I'm like, no more. But so hopefully there's a bit of a takeaway from that, and thank you for stopping me and making me reflect more on that topic.
So here we go. So we have a quick games here. You ready? It's called Rapid Fire. I'm going to shoot some questions at you. Just say whatever comes to your mind, and you have the opportunity to explain just one quick minute why you chose that, if you want, or we can keep moving on. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Favorite music?
R&B.
All right. Favorite talent? What's your hidden talent that nobody knows about?
I've got superhuman powers.
Superhuman powers. Okay. So what is your favorite superhero?
That's a tough one. My favorite superhero. Oh, I'm just gonna go generic. I'm gonna say Thor.
Okay. Favorite book.
That's too deep. The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
All right. Favorite food.
Food that gives me energy. All right. I'll say it's got to be salad. I don't eat meat, so it's got to be some sort of salad.
See, you disappointed me. I thought you were going to say butter and the cheese sandwiches, man. I thought you were going to say the sandwiches. Favorite sport?
I don't follow sports. I'm just going to say running, my own sport, which is running.
Okay. Running. If you could meet one person in the world, past and present, who would it be?
My future self.
Your future self. All right. Now, if you could cook one meal for your future self, you have an hour to sit down with your future self. What are you making?
Man, I'll pass. I'm gonna have to pass. I'm gonna have to. It's just gonna be something boring like lentils. It's gonna be a range of like strawberries and berries and papaya and to mango and melons.
Well, you're a healthy guy, so let me dive into that. Why so healthy? What changed your eating habits?
Oh, that's the deep question. Meditation. Meditation. I've only just not been eating meat for the past year. So meditation, and then it just sprung on me. I'm that guy who say vegetarians are strange. I'm that guy who say, you know, who say vegans, you know, why would you not eat meat? But now I'm that person who doesn't eat meat. So it's kind of funny. It's just meditation and thinking about my health and mindset, because you know I'm 40 on the 16th of Jan, and I just brought upon myself to start putting more good stuff into my body, even though I have been healthy for a while now. But I just feel like it helps with my mindset and meditation.
All right. Now, here's the last question for you. Somebody wants to give up. You know what I mean? What would you tell them about the business and not giving up?
Right. Someone wants to give up. First of all, I would be talking to them about success stories. I'll be talking to them about anyone from Michael Jordan to Oprah Winfrey to Steve Wozniak to Steve Jobs to all these pioneers and founders who was going to give up, who was told that they don't look right to be on TV, they don't sound right, they're too short, they don't have the skill set, they're not strong enough, they're too weak, and said, if that person would have listened to that coach or to the family member, to the mentor, to the friends, putting that their own limiting beliefs on that person's greatness, then we would not have the greats that we see now. And I would talk to him about using and empowering people like Muhammad Ali, you know, who would always say, I'm the greatest before he was even great. I am the greatest. And I would say to that person, don't let any damn person put their limiting beliefs on you. If you believe you can do it, it's got to start in your mind first. If you believe you can do it, you can achieve it. It just goes back to what I said, which is focus, action, and constant repetition.
All right. Where can people find you? I know you got a YouTube channel. Your kids got a YouTube channel. Everybody's got a YouTube channel. The only person that didn't get a YouTube channel was your wife. Like, I didn't hear a YouTube channel.
Yeah, she's not interested. She's literally not interested in stuff like that. She'll say it's too shy. But yeah, for me, I would love people to find me on YouTube, which is just type in my name, which is Arne Terry, or my company name, which is Freetown Mindset. I'll pop on YouTube on there. Or you can find me on the typical other social media platforms, which is Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. You know, what I always say is where you hang out more, just send me a message on there and you know, we can have a conversation. Or if you can't be bothered connecting with me on that and you just want to jump onto and just check out one of my coaching programs, just go to my company name, which is freetownmindset.com. And I may be able to help. I'm just looking to help at least one other person out there. That's my focus. And that's my mantra for the 2021 and beyond.
All right, my friend. Before I let you go, this is your opportunity to do any shout outs anywhere. Anybody you want to say shout out to and might be listening now or 20 years from now, go ahead, shout them out.
Right. So this is a shout out to, first of all, me, Arne Terry, your future self. You've made it. You've helped just one other person out there, and you've helped just another person out there, and you've helped just another person out there. So congratulations to yourself. And obviously thank you to your children, your wife, Mandy Terry, your children, Naya, Deacon, and Bo, and obviously your family members for helping you out as well. So it's just a shout out really to my close immediate family and to anyone else that's listening to this in 2050. You know, it's not changed. Your mindset is key. Focus on your mindset, focus on your mind, and you can achieve and do anything as long as it's still within the realms of physics and reality. you can achieve anything that you want.
All right, my friend, thank you so much. And do remember, ladies and gentlemen, take a look. You know, he gave her a lot of great points on where you need to be, where you can be, and where you can be as a family. Thank you for listening, and welcome to The Jump. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you liked the show or have a comment, we would love to hear from you. Join our mailing list, and as always, check out our special deals links below. I hope this has inspired you to look at your life and jump. See you next week.
Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Amazon is offering sign-on bonuses up to $1,000, plus get up to $20 an hour for select roles. The best part? We're hiring near you. So start now to take home something greater. New, higher wages with a sign-on bonus, a range of real benefits, and career growth opportunities in a top-rated workplace. So earn more and see how great pay and sign-on bonuses can lead to a greater life for you. Go to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, hope you had a great time listening to the show. If you think I did a great job, please buy me a coffee. I still got a lot of work to do. We would love to hear from you, your feedback, so please click the link and leave us a review. You can help us grow by following us on all social media platforms and sharing this link. Once again, it's time for you to jump. Success is waiting.